Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover unforgettable memories where sun-drenched beaches meet vibrant cities. Because you deserve Spain at Spain.info.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk. And I'm delighted to be joined this morning by Eckhart Guinevart, who is the director of the Catalonia Tours Board. Eckhart, it's great to see you again. How are you keeping?
Very well, thank you. I'm always happy to come here again to Iceland.
Yeah, and of course, there's something fantastic happening this year. You have the America Cup coming to Catalonia and the 37th one, which is amazing. And I think a lot of people are excited about that.
Yeah, that's true. We are very proud to host the America's Cup competition in Barcelona and Catalonia. It's going to be the first place in the world who has hosted the three major competitions, sports competition. The first, the Summer Olympics, the second, the World Cup of Football, and then the third, more important, the America's Cup. And that's going to happen in Barcelona.
Amazing. Now, I suppose we have great accessibility from Ireland, and we have so many flights from here to Barcelona, of course, Reus, Girona. But just to give people an idea, Eckhart, about the dates, right? So when people want to go there, because a lot of people, I think, they don't realize that it's not just, I mean, there's the round robins, there's the competitions, and then you have the semi-finals, and of course you have the big final. We know Emirates New Zealand won it last year, and they were very enamored with Barcelona and with Catalonia, and they chose you as the destination.
Yeah, exactly. They choose to compete in Barcelona because it has a great connectivity, and it helps to so many other teams and people from other countries to come to Barcelona and see the competition. In fact, they have been there for almost 2 years already, training and testing all the waters. But the competition itself, it's going to start in summer. During this summer, the month of August, there's going to be the first challenges. And then the final between Emirates and the winner of this competition will happen from the 12th of October till the 20th, 21st, 22nd, depending on the winds.
And of course, when people aren't watching the races, I mean, they're going to be there. A part of Spain that I absolutely love. I've been, as I said to you there earlier, the Penedès. I've been to the Torres Winery. I've been to Sitges, Tarragona, Barcelona course itself, the beautiful art there, Gaudi. I mean, we could talk all day about Barcelona. But brilliant outdoors adventure, beaches, you're spoiled for weather, of course. So when people aren't watching the race, Eckhart, they're going to have loads to do, aren't they?
Yeah, it's true. And it's true that we have a lot of connectivity. The four international airports in Ireland are connected with the three international airports in Catalonia, Barcelona, of course, but also Girona in Costa Brava and Reus in Costa Daurada, where Salou is located. The competition is going to happen early in the morning or maybe in the afternoons when there is wind. But in between the spaces that there is no competition, it's true that Barcelona has so much to offer beyond the course, beyond the city, beyond Barcelona, including activities, gastronomic activities, and all the rest cultural sites. It's important to mention that in 2025, Catalonia has been declared the first world region of gastronomy. So together with the America's Cup, we are promoting everything which is related to gastronomy and wine tourism to highlight the quality of food and wine in Catalonia.
Yeah, and in fact, I was chatting to a travel agent the other day who's just come back from a trip, and she met you there, and she'd never been to Girona, and she was telling me it's one of our favorite places in Spain. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about Girona? And, you know, I know it's a place you love, and just about the food and what it's a beautiful medieval city, I believe.
Exactly. Jewish city. It has a Jewish quarter, medieval city. And it's really, it's very famous now for being a set from Game of Thrones. But apart from that, it's the perfect day trip or the perfect excuse to go inland, to stay in Girona and visit all these cultural sites with commercial sites, shops and everything. But also for gastronomy. There you find El Celler de Can Roca, one of the best restaurants in the world, that together with the rest of the restaurants in the area, they help to improve your experience there.
I remember a few years ago going to a restaurant called Los Caracoles.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still there.
No, listen, every time I go there because it is really a fantastic place. And I was just, I think it was one of my early introductions to cuisine. They had all these chickens being roasted and, the, you know, the creme catalan, of course, but, you know, traditional, not too touristy, but it was amazing. And for me, the other thing that I did a few years ago was the Sitges Film Festival, which I think a lot of people don't realize. There was some of the world's top stars.
Yeah.
And that's in September as
that's
well.
That's September, year. October. During 2-3 weeks. It's the Horror Film Festival. And, well, the major films, they are launched there because it's the most important in that type. Sitges is located just in between Barcelona and Tarragona, Reus. It's a beautiful city by the sea, with a church by the sea, with lots of hotels. That offers that Mediterranean way of life that we try to promote and that you enjoy a lot because you like our good weather.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Eckhart, brilliant to talk to you today. Tell us, for everybody now that wants to make a booking or try and plan a visit, what are some good websites that they can check out?
For general information about all the destination, catalunya.com, there you find everything. And from there, you can go to the different websites. Of course, for the America's Cup timetable and schedules, that they have their own website, americascup.com. And then for each of the brands, Costa Brava, Costa Daurada, Barcelona, you will find the links through the catalunya.com.
Brilliant. Well, Eckhart, muchas gracias for talking to us today on Travel Talk. And I'm looking very forward to going over and enjoying a little bit of the America's Cup as well in this summer.
Thank you very much. You will be very welcome, of course.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover unforgettable memories where sun-drenched beaches meet vibrant cities. Because you deserve Spain at Spain.info.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.